This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and joining us today from the Mentoring Alliance is Ian Wade, and you are one of the people that is going to be in charge of the summer camps this year, the director of summer camps. But before we get to that, let's talk about this incredible partnership between Tyler ISD and the Mentoring Alliance. It's not just summer camps. There's actually three different areas that we are partners in. One of the ones is the Mentor Connect program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, so for our Mentor Connect program, it's life-on-life mentoring, one-on-one mentoring. And what we seek to do is get great people, godly people, out of the community, out of the pews of churches, into the lives of these kids so that they can have somebody in their corner to help them navigate the challenges of life and also the successes in life. So someone can be there to root them on, cheer them on. And we believe that an effective way of doing that is getting one-on-one relationships happening.
I love that. We also have the after-school program. A lot of parents that might be listening to this podcast know about that. They see the signs up every year, signing them up. Tell us a little bit about what the after-school program offers. I know we have it at several campuses.
Yes, so the after-school program is golden for parents who get off work at 5:30, mm-hmm. But their kids get out of school at 3:30.
Right.
And so they need a place for those kids to go, a place that they believe is safe, where there's trusted adults, a place where kids can do their homework and get it done so that way when it's time to pick them up, it can be all family fun, mm-hmm. and not just homework, but also a place where the kids can just express themselves. They don't feel like they're still in school, so they can play with their counselors, they can play with their friends, and just enjoy their times until it's pickup.
Well, we are getting close to those summer months. Let's talk about the summer camps that y'all have going on. You do use our Tyler ISD facilities for that.
We do.
And, you know, I'm a parent of three daughters, and my daughters have actually gone through these summer camps and absolutely loved it. Tell us a little bit about the summer camps, like what people can expect.
Yes, so a lot of hype.
Yes.
A lot of energy. And usually that's displayed in cheers and dancing and screaming at the top of our lungs. I'm just really wanting to express, obviously, the joy of the Lord, but also to keep camp tradition what it is. And that's what you can expect at the summer camps, all the hype and energy, but also activities. You can also expect those one-on-one relationships, time where a counselor will get to talk with a child who maybe got out at dodgeball while the other kids are playing, and they can have intentional conversation and just really get to know who that camper is, their story, and what God is doing in their life.
And so for those that are thinking about sending their kids to summer camp, I mean, y'all start right away. The kids get out the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, but y'all start Memorial Day, that Monday, Memorial for those Day. Parents that have to work. And it does go all the way through July 26th. Tell us a little bit about what parents need to know in terms of logistics. I mean, y'all have served probably over 1,000 students since we've started this partnership, but it does start for a working parent. I think that's one of the beauties of this, is that you have an early drop-off and a later pickup, just like you mentioned about the after-school program, yeah. allowing those parents the time to get their work done, and then they know their kids are having fun.
Correct. Yeah, so our drop-off time for summer camp is 7:30 a.m., and then we run camp all the way through 5:30 p.m. And so I believe that works well with parents who have to be at work at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then who also, again, like they don't get off work until 5 o'clock, and so that they can pick up those kids. And so it's a great drop-off and pick-up window. This is Monday through Friday for 9 consecutive weeks. And so, like you said, May 27th through July 26th, all of those weeks, Monday through Friday, the exception being the 4th of July. We do give our staff a break there.
They do need a break, right?
They do need a break. And in the past, when we've hosted camp, there'll be like 30 campers that'll show up on that day. So we've made that that slight change. But other than that, Memorial Day and all the other days, we're locked in from 7:30 to 5:30.
And so the two locations for this year are going to be Three Lakes Middle School and Moore Middle School. Tell us, though, who this actually applies to, because it's really elementary, even though it's being held at the middle school.
Correct. So we use the middle schools because the facilities are immaculate. They're huge. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. And they provide enough space for us to host about 300 to 400 campers in these locations, which we're calling super sites now. But it is elementary school age kids that we target, and so it's going to be completed kinder through completed fifth. And so ages pretty much 7 to about 12 years old, 6 or 7 to 12 years old.
The one thing I do like about it, though, is that once they kind of, I guess, get over that age, y'all still have a place for them to start volunteering, kind of grooming them to one day become a counselor. So I know starting sixth grade, they can start volunteering. Tell us a little bit about moving up through that whole track there.
Yes, so we call that our crew pipeline. And what those sixth graders, seventh graders, and then eighth graders can do is volunteer time at camp. They can collect community service hours that look good on resumes, and also for just school criteria that they might have to meet. And so getting those service hours look great. On our end, it's supporting the work crew director, the setup of camp, cleanup, our meals. It's just really supporting our staff well, and then helping provide that tangible help and that eternal hope for kids at that level. And so 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 year old, we have a place for you to come serve at summer camps. When you move past 14 years old of age, you go into what we call our junior counselor pipeline. And so 15 and 16 year olds can serve as junior counselors, and they assist cabins. They walk and shadow our counselors that we hire for the summer camp. And so our hope for both of those pipelines, whether it be crew or junior counselor, is that one day those kids can become counselors and mentor kids and campers just like the campers that they were.
Okay, so as a parent, I've got to ask this. You know, some students have, you know, like a cheer camp, or, you know, they still go to an overnight camp. Would they be able to be in that pipeline and kind of pick the weeks that they volunteer, or is it a full-time commitment from that Memorial Day through July 26th?
It is not a full-time commitment. You don't have to do 9 weeks of service or of volunteer work. What we do ask is, if you sign up, can you complete at least 1 week, a full week? So if you can show up Monday through Friday, that really works well for us. If you have to miss a day Monday through Friday, we also understand, and we're willing to work with you. We're flexible. And then what we say is, it's great if you will commit to at least 3 weeks of service. It doesn't have to be three consecutive weeks, but just mm-hmm. 3 weeks over the summer.
That's wonderful. You mentioned earlier lunch cleanup. So parents might want to know that when you talk about sending them free breakfast, free lunch, and snacks. Well, not free, but included yeah. in the price of the camp. And you mentioned counselors. That was one of the things that I loved, is that when my girls went, they each truly had like a little group that was a cabin. They had a counselor specific for them, and y'all do separate them by gender. I mean, they come together for activities, but they had their point person, so to speak, and then the assistants that you just mentioned. Tell us a little bit about what a day at camp is like, because you have a different theme every week, so I know it'll be a little difficult to explain that, but you do have all these other wonderful activities that you have throughout the day.
Yes, so how about right at the start? So when you pull up to drop off your kids, you're going to see great young staff jumping and cheering as you open the door.
They feel like a superstar.
Kids, I'm telling you, you're going to walk the red carpet.
You are.
It's literally what we call it. And this is a way to express God's heart and really share with the campers that they matter. And they're like VIPs to us. Mm-hmm. And so we want to celebrate them as such. And so they enter the camp feeling loved. They'll drop off their backpack in what they call their cabin room. And then after that, they'll go get a breakfast. And at breakfast, or any mealtime for that matter, it is a high-end production for us. We do skits. You got somebody over the microphone. Someone's DJing. And we already bring the hype immediately. After breakfast, they can get the academic help, 1 hour of math, 1 hour of reading, to support and help prevent that summer slide that many of the kids experience over the summer. And this is where that partnership with TISD is essential. We used to try to do the academic side ourselves with flashcards and whatnot, but we quickly found out, like, hey, we need to stick to summer camp, and we need to let teachers, professional teachers, teach. And so this partnership is sweet, because during that hour of math, that hour of reading, you really do have professionals in the classroom who know what they're doing, who can help those kids get that academic support and help.
And I love that because what you do is you hire Tyler ISD teachers who would like to work through the summer, make a little extra money, that are knowledgeable in those age groups for those specific math and reading sections. And as a parent, again, you said the summer slide, you know that they're getting that extra help that just kind of keeps them going, keeps them sharp so that when they're ready to go into the next grade, like yeah. they've been on it all summer and they've been practicing that as well. But it's not all about academics, even though as a parent, that's one of my things that I just absolutely love. Y'all have a lot of really fun activities, water slides,
right.
and that kind
that's
of
right.
thing. What are some of those?
So that's what we walk into next. After those academics, after meal times, we get into our activities. And so we do have water inflatables, giant water slides. And that's for our adventurous kids or our kids who just simply want to beat the East Texas heat.
Yes, because it gets hot.
We want to help them beat that. It does get really hot here in East Texas. But as well as those high-end activities, we have some slower-paced activities. We do arts and crafts where kids can express their creativity. We have Lego building stations. We call it the Everything is Awesome room, where these kids can come in. I don't know if you've seen the Lego movie, but Everything is Awesome. They can come in mm-hmm. and they can build creatively. And we have girl time, where girls can get their nails painted and have intentional conversations with their counselors, as well as guy time, where we exchange great stories. And all of those activities come together to provide the fun. And how we define fun is an enjoyable experience for everyone. So you've got to have various activities. You got to have the go-karts. You got to have water slides. You've got to have grill and guide time. You've got to have Legos. You've got to have it all.
The dancing, the archery, like all those fun different things. But you also have sports.
That's right. That's right. Basketball, football. We're doing volleyball. We play a little wiffle ball, soccer. All of that to create what I said, which is that enjoyable experience for everyone.
So parents are probably wondering that are listening, okay, so this is great. We know the facilities. They're right in our backyard. We know they're going to get the academics from, you know, certified Tyler ISD teachers. Let's talk a little bit about the counselors, because there is a process that y'all go through in order to find them, and they're not all local.
Yeah. So we recruit at college campuses primarily. Mm-hmm. We table, we make announcements. We try to get in front of education majors at these colleges. And so that kind of tells you the age range that we're going for there. That range can be anywhere between 17 years of age to about 23, 24 years old. And these are the young staff that we're putting, but they're young and safe. We do have a vetting process. The interview process is very thorough. We ask them really hard questions. We take abuse prevention testing. We background check. There's just a lot of different things that we do to make sure that the people we have loving your kids and caring for your kids while you're at work are doing just that. And nothing less, nothing more.
And yet safety, obviously, a very big concern for anybody when you talk about taking care of your kids. So it's good to know that you have all of those safety protocols in place. I know that y'all also have nurses on staff or like medical, anything like that. If your kid might need medication during the day, like that's also an important factor.
That's right. Yeah. We love the partnership again with TISD. We get the teachers. We get the nurses, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so when kids have bumps and bruises, when they...
Because they will when they're rough and tumbling and their sports and all of that. It's bound to happen.
Right. And so having those nurses there surely helps. And then more than that, just the medication side of it. We're not licensed to really give some of the sorts of medications that these kids need. But mm-hmm. when you work with nurses who are, mm-hmm. Then that helps tremendously.
So that's good to know. The safety part's taken care of, the medical part's taken care of, the fun, the academics. So how do we register? How does your kid sign up? Like what's the next step? People are sold, they're ready to go. Registration is open
at
this point in time. So what do they need to do next?
So you just have to go online to the Mentoring Alliance Summer Camps .com. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, let me say it again. Go online to thementoringalliance.com mm-hmm. and then it's /summercamps. And then there you can find all of what you would need. Just follow the steps. They're pretty simple. Work down the drop down boxes and get your kids signed up. If you need financial assistance, then you can call 903-593-9211 And our front desk ladies would love to help you with financial assistance, knowing that the base price for summer camp is $169. But that can get pricey if you have one or more kids. And so we can work with you on that. There's some documents that they'll ask for, but we would love to assist you and get you there.
And I do love that, is that it kind of a sliding scale, or if you have multiple children that you're trying to send, of course, considering 7:30 drop off, 5:30 pickup for $169. I'm not sure if you can find something that has everything that you offer, from academics to sports to the whole day camp experience with the counselors, for something at that price. Such a great deal. What is something that you would like for parents to know about the Mentoring Alliance summer camps that we may have not covered, that you think is important for them to know?
Yes. So your kids matter to us. We value our community. And in valuing our community, we value the kids and families who are in this community. And we just want to love on you. We do actually want to provide tangible help and eternal hope. And our partnership with the school district and many others in this community allows us to do so. So take us up on this offer. Take us up on this opportunity. Get your kids signed up. Get them to register. We'd love to provide them an unforgettable summer camp experience led by great godly people who, again, just want to say that we love you.
Ah, it's so wonderful to speak with you about the summer camps. We wish you the best of luck for this summer as you get prepared to handle hundreds of students throughout this summer. Again, director of the summer camps, Ian Wade, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. Again, I'm your host, Jennifer Hines. And if you would like to know more about all things Tyler ISD, you can always sign up for our newsletter at get.tylerisd.news. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.